MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
As a man in the entertainment industry, I do everything I can to cling to youth, like a 60-year-old Tom Cruise clinging to the side of a helicopter. Oh, and don't tell the casting people at Euphoria that I'm not actually in my early 20s. I'm up for a juicy role as Zendaya's little brother. Wish me luck. But lately, I've been noticing a new trend. Young people are starting to act like older people. It's subtle, but once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere, especially if you're at dinner at 4 p.m.
It's the early bird special for young folks. The elderly have long been the butt of jokes about early bird dining. But now, a younger generation is embracing the early bird special.
The busier times used to start at 8 p.m., but nowadays it definitely starts on the earlier side.
A pizza joint in Lower Manhattan is also booking tables earlier and earlier. Just look at all these early bird reservations.
With so many people working from home during the pandemic, employees are eager to get out of their homes as soon as the workday ends, which is definitely contributing to the shift.
Are you shitting me? Young people stealing all the early bird reservations? Seniors need those spots. They have to be in bed by 7:30 or else all their organs slide into their ankles. This has to end, though. Old people eating early is part of the social contract. Old people get the early restaurant spots. In exchange, young people get to not watch old people eat. It's about privacy. Old people don't walk into your bedroom and watch you have energetic, robust sex. They watch through the window because they respect boundaries. And it's one thing for young people to claim seniors' restaurant reservations, but now they're claiming something even more sacred, the discounts.
One surprising trend now among young people, signing up for benefits from the AARP. The Wall Street Journal finding 20-somethings as new card carriers in an effort to snag discounts amid inflation, showing it's not just for the 50 and older crowd.
In my head, it was always something for senior citizens.
28-year-old Marissa Schwartz says she learned a lot about AARP benefits through TikTok and couldn't help but join in on the savings.
Contrary to popular belief, you can be any age to join AARP. And the benefits are awesome.
Back the f*** off! Old people earn those AARP memberships. AARP memberships fair and square by not dying. And a bad economy is no excuse. Did I horn in on a senior citizen discount to get me through the Great Depression? No, because I wasn't alive during the Great Depression, you assholes. How old do you think I am? You're gonna blow my shot at Euphoria. I just hope these underage AARP members don't find out the secret perks of the card. I don't want to brag, but I can shoplift as much as I want. And if I get caught, I flash this, and they assume I'm just senile and let me go. You thought I was a deranged man. But now I've got a free giant bag of bird seed, suckers. I don't even have a bird. All that seed is for me. Who's the deranged man now? But I get it, I get it. It's fun to eat early and get discounts on catheters. But there's one aspect of elder culture that the youth might want to avoid. Getting scammed.
From TikTok to Instagram, teens are being victimized on everyday apps. In fact, a new study finds some tech-savvy Gen Zers are falling for online scams at a higher rate than their grandparents. A study from Social Catfish shows the top scams targeting teens are sextortion plots against boys. The FBI says scammers pose as attractive women on social media and send nude photos to the victim, demanding they do the same and send them money. Talent Scout scams are on the rise, too. Users on Instagram and TikTok receive DMs offering modeling and acting opportunities. Scammers then ask for a fee to apply, but of course, there's no talent job in sight.
Another common scam is student loan forgiveness. Scammers are creating fake student loan websites, tricking people into providing their bank info.
Who's bad at technology now, you pimply little f***s? But look, it's a guy who was only recently a teen boy, a wink. I sympathize. If I had TikTok in my youth, my brain would also be a gullible bowl of horny porridge. But still, I'm worried about where this acting older trend could go. I mean, what's next? Stealing all the best rooms at the retirement community? Overcrowded bingo halls? Quitting your steady job behind a desk before you're even 40? Can you even imagine something doing something that crazy, Trevor? Anyway, here's something I came up with that'll help the kids from getting screwed. Take a look. Hi, I'm Lewis Black. Are you an overconfident Gen Zer who thinks you're immune from getting took? Then you need Lewis Black's Scam Seeker.
Scam Seeker.
Oh, that's obviously a scam. Look at her. Now look at you. Not happening. You know, danger's everywhere online, and nobody's told you that life sucks, good things don't just fall into your lap, and nothing ever works out for the best.
This site will forgive my student loans if I just fill out my social security number.
Scam! You'll be paying those loans off until death. Read a newspaper.
What's a newspaper?
Look, today's youth need a reality check. Years of self-esteem building has resulted in dangerous levels of gullibility.
Wow, for 50 bucks, I can audition for Riverdale.
That's a scam, okay? You got no talent, you got no charisma, you're a hack.
Thanks, Lewis.
Shut up! So sign up for Lewis Black Scam Seeker today.
Sounds lit. So do I just give you my credit card number or?
You know what? Let me just take that card. You can trust me, and so can you.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.